Now time for our Coach's Insight program for Jefferson County North here on KARE 93.7. Jeff Schneider, the head coach, joins us, brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design. And Coach, hard to believe we are now three games deep and heading on week number four. And, of course, Pleasant Ridge, the opponent this week, tomorrow night for district play, getting underway. But let's talk about the victory last week at home. Had to feel good on both sides of the ball, 30-0. A shutout win over Oskaloosa. Just give us some initial takeaways from that victory a week ago.
Well, I thought, like I said, posting a shutout, I think thought we played really good team defense. We're able to contain the edge. And then I thought we were doing a better job as the year goes on of gang tackling, getting a lot more hats on the ball. On the offensive side, you know, we had 21 first downs and held them to 5, but I thought we stayed on schedule all night long. That was a big thing for that. You know, our third down conversion rate was 7 out of 12, fourth down conversion rate was 2 of 2. So really high percentages on those. And then, second half, I thought we did a really good job with time of possession. You know, we were just on schedule. We were getting those third and shorts, fourth and shorts. End up with 31 minutes of total offense for time of possession. And, you know, I think that helps your defense, obviously, helps to keep the score a little bit. But overall, I thought it was the best four quarters that we've strung together so far this year.
Yeah, you talk about time of possession and just kind of controlling the pace of the game. When you look at how you guys were able to run the football, Merrick Knoll, again, we talked about him last week, 24 carries, 104 yards, you know, not eye-popping, you know, yards per carry, but he's going to get you 4 and change every time he touches the ball. And then Will Elias as well, 17 for 100 yards, so he's up towards more of that 5-6 yards a tote. But, you know, those two guys leading the charge. But again, when you can give it to someone and they can get you 4, 5, 6, 7 yards a pop, you can really have a chance to control the game. And that's what you guys were able to do.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you're spot on with the rushing average. You know, we're sitting there, if each were to get that average of carry, then you're sitting at 3rd and 1 consistently. So those are good things. Like I said, really on schedule. I thought we were able to throw the ball effectively as well, too. Just kept moving the chains, and that's something that we wanted to make sure we were able to do. You know, Oski's a big team up front, big running back as well, so we want to try to keep the ball away as much as what we possibly could.
How do you assess where we are right now? It's already hard to believe we're coming up on week number four, and that is literally the halfway point of the regular season, because you only get the 8 games, you know, during the regular season. So, one, it goes by quick, but two, you know, you come off after that week one loss to Moore Hill Mounts Academy, and then you come back with back-to-back wins, good one over Horton, and then last week, of course, the shutout win over Oskaloosa. Talk about the strides, the improvements that your team has made from the week one loss to where we sit going into week four.
Well, tremendous improvement. You know, we spoke before, we're a very young team. I thought over the last couple weeks we've made tremendous strides with adding the ability to add depth. We have more guys that are knowledgeable in the playbook and able to get them out on the field, which creates, you know, opportunity to rest guys a few snaps here and there. I thought, you know, we've competed every game so far this year. That's been a standard and expectation in our program. But the biggest thing, I think, is our young players are starting to make strides, starting to gain confidence, starting to be more vocal. That's been a big factor for us over the last couple of weeks. We're hoping to continue that. That's something we've challenged them with and something we've been working on continually in practice. So hoping to continue to make those strides. And like I said, we're done with the first part of the season. We're headed into the second part, which is the district schedule here. So starting in week four, you know, everybody's 0-0 all over again. So we want to try to continue to ascend during this time.
Does it change the mindset a little bit how you go about in terms of the preparation, or is it just a casual week-by-week basis and just kind of depends on the opponent?
Well, you know, a little bit mixed. You know, you look at our first 3 weeks. We had a Moore Hill team we haven't played in about 6 years, a Horton team we haven't played in I think, 2 or 4, I can't remember which one it is, and a brand new coach at Oskaloosa. So significantly different preps than what we've had against those teams or haven't seen those teams in the past. Now we're heading to district with some common opponents, but about half our district is somebody that we didn't play over the last 2 years. So, you know, the prep is going to change. There's absolutely no doubt from week to week, but we are absolutely focused on the task at hand. And I think, like I said, going back to earlier, I think one of the biggest things is a lot of our younger players are figuring out what the game plan is and then adhering to it, you know, sticking to it, doing their job. We're more consistent at that. And then just their overall growth has been really fun to watch.
A couple more minutes here with Jeff Schneider, Jefferson County North football coach here on our Coach's Insight program, brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design. 2-1 right now as they head into district play tomorrow night. You go on the road at Pleasant Ridge, a team that you dominated last season, certainly familiar with, but now obviously they're trying to find their footing a little bit. They've had a tough start. They're coming off a big loss to Troy, also losses to Donovan West, and then Oskaloosa in week one. What can you tell us about the Rams as you prep for them this week?
Well, I think they've got good size up front. You know, it's the second year of that coaching staff. I really like those guys over there. I think they are – they're starting to make their culture their standard, starting to, you know, you can see their playbook developing, those sort of things. You know, you speak about Troy, we're a totally different offense than what Troy is. They've got a terrific passing game. We're more of a running team. So, you know, it's a different prep for them, different prep for us, those sort of things. But they've got good size up front, and their skills look good size as well, too. So same point of emphasis we've had throughout on our defensive side is make sure we run to the ball, make sure we gain tackle. And then, you know, we've got to continue to stay on schedule throughout the course of the year. And that's the point of emphasis for us as well on the offensive side. If you can control the ball, you control the opportunity for points and limit the availability of your opponent. So, you know, those two things have stayed focuses for us, and we're just going to try to continue to expand on what we're doing.
How do you feel the challenges are with you and your coaching staff, you know, to keep your players' minds right? You know, you see a Pleasant Ridge team that struggled. They're 0-3, but obviously you never want to look past an opponent. Do you feel like your kids do a good job, you know, keeping it, you know, at the task at hand, or do you feel like you have to put it in their mind a little bit?
Well, since this is my 10th year as a head coach here at JCN, and we have talked every week on our install day, you know, Monday or Tuesday, whichever it is, based on your JV game, we've talked that the goal is 1-0 every week. We don't need to look past anybody. That has never been a focus for us. The focus is on the task at hand. You know, with a young team, it's been constant reminders. There's absolutely no doubt. But that's been a standard throughout our program. You know, we reference Coach Mike Tomlin, my assistant coach, defense coordinator there, is a big Steelers fan. And one of the quotes that he's famous for is saying the standard is a standard. And that's something we try to strive for as well. The standard is a standard for expectation, but also for your focus. So we don't want to play with excuses. We want to make sure we focus on the task at hand, and the task at hand this week is Pleasant Ridge.
Finally, Coach, and we always appreciate the time, just a final question here. We got the chalkboard in the locker room. What are a few keys that are written down there for Friday night's game?
Well, like I said, we've got to control their run game. You know, they have some size up front. They create some opportunities for themselves. I think we always talk about trying to get our run game going, but truly just staying on task. Our penalties went up a little bit last week in week three. We want to try to lower that a little bit as well. You know, had a couple turnovers. Weren't costly, but very much could have been. So we'll try to focus on that as well. But, you know, gang tackling, fundamentals, execution, we've spent a lot of time on individual stuff. And I think we need to each week to make sure that it becomes more of a routine. So that'll continue to be our focus here.
Jefferson County North football coach Jeff Schneider joining us a few minutes each and every week. We appreciate it. Brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design. JCN sitting at 2-1. They go to Pleasant Ridge tomorrow night to open up district play. Already week four of high school football. It goes by quick. Coach, we always appreciate a few minutes of your time. Good luck tomorrow night.
I appreciate it. Thank you.